On the phone with me now from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is Kirsten Beyer. She is a health geographer at the Medical College of Wisconsin and has co-written a study that looked at the linkage between greenery in your neighborhood and your health. What did you find?
Well, essentially what we found is that in neighborhoods that have either more tree canopy, so a greater percentage of the area covered by trees, or more dense, healthy vegetation on the ground, more green space in general, had healthier people in the sense that they had lower rates of depression, anxiety, and stress. And we controlled for a number of other things that could potentially have caused that outcome, including socioeconomic status, race and ethnicity, and income, and lots of other things.
Is this a psychological benefit or a physical health benefit?
Well, I think it's probably both. There's a lot of interesting research on this topic and several different pathways that we think that green space might operate through in order to improve health. One of those is increased use of those green spaces for physical activity and other things like that that would directly increase your physical health. But there are also a couple of other pathways, one of them being the mental health pathway. There's something called attention restoration theory that essentially says we spend a lot of our lives directing our attention to accomplished tasks, and being in natural areas allows us to sort of relax that attention and to rejuvenate. And so that might be the pathway that's operating to cause reductions in depression, anxiety, and stress. A third pathway might be increased social interaction that takes place in green spaces, and we know that social support has benefits for health as well.
Is there any higher concentration of oxygen in these areas?
You know, that's beyond my expertise, I would say. But I just went to the domes here in Milwaukee with my daughter the other day, and we learned all about photosynthesis. So as I understand it, that would make some sense as well.
It sounds like what you're finding is the inverse of what they call nature deficit.
Yes. Richard Louv's book, A Last Child in the Woods, is one of the major texts that informs me and some of my community partners, namely the Urban Ecology Center here in Milwaukee. The idea that children are being increasingly detached from natural spaces and that could have some real implications for conditions including attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder as well.
And this suggests that it's not limited to children.
No, I don't think it is, and neither is ADHD. It's a complicated scenario where we're not exactly sure what the benefits are coming from or the magnitude that comes from each of these different pathways, but there are definitely a lot of different ways, I think, that nature and green spaces can contribute to improved population health and reduced health disparities if properly allocated.
What were the reasons for undertaking this study?
Well, I have gotten very interested in this area of research, and there were very few population-based studies of green space and mental health that come from environments like the ones I'm used to, particularly in the United States. A lot of the research on this topic comes mostly from Europe, from Northern Europe, and there's been some from New Zealand as well, but very little comparatively on mental health from the United States.
Is it just the greenery, or is it public space versus private space? Does that enter into it?
That's a fantastic question, and I think that's definitely a new focus that I think people should be paying more attention to. What types of green space are conveyors of this benefit? And this is Wisconsin, and part of our green space is farm green space. And that was part of the motivation for doing this study in this state, is that we have the very urban and we have the very rural. And so we were wanting to see if that relationship would hold over those different types of green space.
And did it?
Essentially, yes, it did. I mean, we couldn't sort out any different benefit in rural areas versus urban areas. It was essentially, when controlling for everything else, that the green space is linked to improved mental health.
Kirsten Beyer, thanks very much for talking with us today, and very interesting study.
Well, thank you very much for getting in touch with me.